Fatima Begum, the woman who left Britain as a schoolgirl to join Daesh in Syria, has launched an appeal against the Home Office's move to revoke her citizenship and prevent her from returning to London. At a partially secret hearing before the Special Immigrations Appeal Commission, lawyers for Begum, who's now 20, alleged she had been left stateless, was unable to mount a fair and effective legal challenge, and was at risk of death, inhuman or degrading treatment. Now, this appeal was launched actually yesterday, but because of the parliamentary events, we didn't cover it, and I thought it was just quite an important thing that we talk about today. And we're joined by Ivan Sampson, who's a partner of Healy's LLP and heads Immigration Department. Ivan, thank you very much for joining us. What chance of success has Ms. Begum got, do you think?
I think the sector of state's in difficulty. I think the court's going to find in her favour. That's my view, and it's based on three things. Firstly, that there was a violation process. She did not have due process. And the notice wasn't given, it was given to her parents. She wasn't able to really make representations before the Secretary of State made his final decision to deprive her of her citizenship. Two, it rendered her stateless. The government's relying on the 2014 Act, the Immigration Act, which says that if the government has reasonable grounds to believe that a person can obtain citizenship of another country by descent, for example, by its ancestry, as they say she can in Bangladesh, they're relying on that. But I'm afraid the courts are consistently held against that. And what her lawyers are relying on is Section 40 of the 1981 Act, and the subsequent acts after that, which says that if it renders her stateless at the point of decision, then the Secretary of State's decision is unlawful. So I think he's in difficulty.
So if she wins, does that give her an automatic right to return?
Well, if the judge... Well, this is a preliminary hearing for a start, so I'm not sure we'll get that judge. But the point is, if the judge says that the decision to deprive her of her citizenship is unlawful, then she's British. So she's free to come and go to the UK as she pleases. So yes, the answer is yes.
And presumably if she then returns, she's immediately arrested?
Well, she may be, and it depends on the evidence against her and whether there's a reasonable prospect of success in a criminal trial. But can I tell you the wider question, really, is whether British citizens can have their citizenship deprived by the Secretary of State when they're born here, because it's an inalienable right. Everyone has a right to be British if they're born here, despite the fact that they may have ancestors from another country. And what this law does, the 2014 Act, is discriminate against primarily Muslim people. They're the ones who this act has been used against at the moment.
Can I just pick you up on something? You just said that if you are born here, you have an inalienable right to be British. That's not correct, is it? I mean, if your parents are British citizens, you do, but just because you happen to be born here, that doesn't mean to say that you are automatically a British citizen.
It did before 2014. The 2014 Act changed all that. Before that, you could only be removed, you could only be deprived of your nationality if you were not born in the UK. They've extended that to include people born in the UK, and that's what the 2014 Act does. But you can't expect people who've never been to a country, never have no connection to that country, but because their parents and grandparents came from that country, to go back there. It's a clear breach of a fundamental right to citizenship.
No, but my point was, if you're two American tourists on holiday in this country and the woman has a baby, that doesn't qualify the baby to be a British citizen.
No, it doesn't. Being born here doesn't automatically... No. Well, you don't get rights of citizenship being born here. You do in some countries, like, for example, America and the Republic of Ireland also. That also grants you by birth, but not here.
No, I just wanted to clear that up.
If your parents are settled at birth.
Exactly. Ivan, thank you very much. That's Ivan Simpson from Healy's. Christine May.